Bucky's Basement.
Welcome to this week's episode of Bucky's Basement. I'm Bucky, and as always in the basement with me tonight, I have Old Boy, and Juicebox.
It was a dark and stormy night.
And we are back with another episode of Fast Pitch. It's been a while. At least it feels like it has, since we've done one of these fan favorite episodes. We know you love it. We love it. You know, it's where we write a movie in 15 minutes just for you. We're all big movie buffs. We're avid movie goers, watchers, studiers, I guess.
I would say we're avid students of film.
Yeah. That's it. Some more educated than others or more well-read. I just watch movies and think I can do it, you know?
I think that's what most people that got into movies thought too.
One Christmas, Old Boy gave me this book from one of my favorite directors. It's about Quentin Tarantino, and he talks about writing films and like how to do it and how to, you know, direct it and all that stuff. I still haven't opened that book. That was like 2 years ago.
Man, imagine how much better you would be at Fast Pitch if you had read that book.
No shit.
Maybe I'll start just so I can get better for you guys. But you know these episodes, we randomly draw a series of words basically out of a sack. Yep. And we organize them and then go to our corners and spend 15 minutes writing a movie. We have to come up with the plot. We have to come up with the cast. We have to come up with the tagline for this movie that you would see on the movie poster.
A movie marriage.
And is that it, right?
We got to cast it. Did you say that?
Yeah, we got to cast it. That's one of our favorite things to do. Some of us have some reoccurring cast members. So we're already like some of the famous directors out there.
You're right. We have a pool.
Yeah, but without further ado, what we do is we come up with a number system, or we draw a number, right? 1 through 6.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're doing the random number generator again. We're off the dice because the dice was cursed, I feel like.
It was fucking us.
Dice was cursed. Just so if you haven't heard one of these episodes before, you're just now finding Bucky's Basement and you don't want to go back. I completely understand this. but basically, if we draw one, all three of us have to draw a different word and write three different movies. But we like writing movies under the same title.
Yeah.
Because you get three different perspectives on what these guys were thinking about when they read this series of words.
Yeah. It's just all our brains just activated on one title. And we always come up with something different. It's fascinating. To us, at least.
That's correct. So this week we're going to let Juicebox come up with a number that we're going to draw this sack.
All right. I'm going to go for my sound effect tonight. I'm going to do, I guess since it's storming outside. That was thunder.
Sound like a takeoff.
I need to work on my sound effects.
Like a rocket shooting
that's
up?
That's what I thought.
Anyway.
I had my eyes closed.
Number is 2.
All right.
Okay.
We haven't done a two-word title in a while, I don't feel like.
I don't remember too many two-word titles. Except
y'all pick them.
I remember Kentucky Wins.
Kentucky Wins. Y'all pick them. I'll stay out this one. Bucky's Basement.
Kentucky Wins. What did I wrote? I wrote a guy that was born on the border of Tennessee and Kentucky.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. And he had land in both states.
Wow.
All right. Will you pass that over to Juicebox? I have my word. And not bad. Huh. Easy to work with, either way.
So your word is lukewarm?
No, it's and. I'm just kidding.
I was going to say. I have my word.
All right. I drew the word matter.
I drew the word this.
This matter.
Matter or matter this?
Like matter, like
M-A-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
Matter.
Is it this matter or matter this?
Can we add an S at the end of matters?
This matters?
Is that legal on Fast Pitch?
I mean, we've stayed away from it in the past, but you know what? We can make our own rules.
That changes the whole game.
It really does.
If from this matter to this matters, like, you have so much more to work with, I feel like.
Yeah, but this matter kind of forces you into a box that, I don't know. I could go either way. I could go either way.
My mind is already going to the wrong place.
My vote is, if you want to add a S, add a S. If you don't, don't.
All right. So is it this matters or this?
I think let's make the decision right now. That's two votes for that. So we're going to add an S to one of the words this week.
That's fine.
To make it a little bit more fun for us, which in turn makes it more fun for your listening pleasure.
So it is this matters?
Yep.
Okay. This matters.
So what we do is we're going to step away for 15 minutes and write a movie. All three of us are going to write different movies for the title This Matters. While we are gone, feel free to step into your kitchen and brew up the latest batch of Deca Gray coffee. We know you ordered it because you've heard us talk about it for months and months. So if you haven't ordered it, we have no idea what you're doing because you're missing out on an incredible deal at DecaGray.com. Feel free to go on DecaGray.com and type in the promo code Bucky's Base. That's BUCKYSBASE. To get this week's special offer.
22% off.
22% off. It keeps raising. See, you keep buying the coffee. They keep extending these deals to us. So go to DecaGray.com, order you some coffee. So while we're on break at these Bucky's Basement Fast Pitches,
yeah,
you grab yourself a cup of coffee and come right back.
Yeah. You're welcome. Back. They're tough, man.
Are they?
Like, I like to think I'm creative, but then we do them and I'm like, I'm not. Maybe I'm not.
Maybe you doubt yourself until it gets out in the air and into the open, into the ears of our listenership, and they decide.
I'll tell you what happens is the next day I'll be driving to work and whatever the movie title is, I'll create four fucking movies before I get to work that are all better than my 15-minute pitch.
Yeah, it's hard when you're put on the spot.
It is. That's why this game and this podcast and this series that we do is so much fun, is because we are put on the spot. So
you're right.
Some weeks we are overly creative and some weeks we doubt ourselves. And then the other two, or you out there in radio land, are like, holy shit, that's a great idea.
Maybe. Do you remember when we had Gopher Dixon?
Yeah.
I wrote a movie about a gopher named Gopher Dixon.
That's funny.
It's fucking great, but I did it the next day.
Oh, shit. What was your original idea?
No clue.
Yeah, Forgettable.
But guess what I remember? Gopher Dixon.
Well, this week we are back on an episode of Fast Pitch, and the title we drew was This Matters. So we all stepped away for 15 minutes and we wrote our versions of this movie. Remember, as always on Fast Pitch, we have to write a title, a plot. We have to cast this movie, write a movie marriage where two movies get together. And it's kind of what this movie is based off of.
Yeah.
And a tagline. And we have to do all of that in 15 minutes. So we're against the wall. And this week, the
title.
Short straw, I guess, got drawn by Old Boy.
Okay. I'm going to go first. And our movie title this week is This Matters. All right?
Or is it The Long Straw?
I don't know.
If you get to go first.
I don't know. I'm just going to go. So I apologize in advance.
And you shouldn't.
This Matters. Juanita is working double shifts at the Greasy Spoon in a rundown part of town. Food sucks, customers suck, and so does the pay. But it's the only gig she's got, and she works hard to keep paying the bills to keep her lover, Leonard, alive. Leonard, we learn, is in an iron lung due to a chlorine explosion at the plant he worked at when it mysteriously went up in flames. One day, a man named Dobbs rolls into town and confuses Juanita for a different waitress named Joe. With promises of comfort and money, Juanita decides to go along as Joe, and she abandons her life and responsibilities. The real Joe rolls into town and gets a job at the diner and takes over for Juanita taking her name tag, her likeness, everything. Now, Joe, Juanita, is working double shifts at the Greasy Spoon in a rundown part of town. Food sucks, customers suck, and so does the pay. But it's the only gig she's got, and she works hard to keep paying the bills, to keep her lover Leonard alive. Leonard, we learn, is in an iron lung due to a fertilizer explosion at the plant he works at when it mysteriously went up in flames. And you have to ask yourself, this matters?
Wow. Fuck you for doubting yourself, dude.
Directed by David Lynch.
That's the icing on the cake right there. That's incredible.
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I read the fucking same thing twice.
It's simple. It was easy for you to do. I wouldn't say it's a cheat code, but like you had me thinking because when you started to read it again, I was like, is this the same thing that he said before?
Yeah, it kind of threw me off a little bit too.
It was almost the same thing.
It was a little different. I had to make some notes.
So we're in a time loop here.
Right? You know,
Of a sci-fi thing. No. Body Snatchers.
No. It's a David Lynch film. Okay. And
which means nothing.
You have to figure it out yourself. Yeah. Motherfucker. Good luck. That should be my tagline. This matters. Good luck figuring it out.
Yeah.
All right. My tagline is the genre is weird.
Okay.
The tagline is this matters, kinda, but not really. Play it again, Joe, because I need to explain that my movie Marriage is any David Lynch movie and Casablanca, because there's going to be hidden symbolism from the movie Casablanca baked in here that is very random and meaningless. And there's also going to be a random scene where the short order cook, played by Martin Short, strangles a shih tzu and deep fries it and displays it in the pastry window. And that...
This is what you do with all that time from just writing the same thing twice?
This is what I did. And my cast is Bridget Fonda, Laura Dern, Jesse Plemons, Nick Cage, and Joe Pantoliano.
That is a lot of that's a lot of cutouts I have to put in the movie poster for this.
That's why there's no. That's not
on Instagram. It's just going to be nothing but your cast.
You can cut anybody you want. That's it. That's all I got.
Killer casted. I'm going to say that. You just rolled off some of the biggest names.
I was about to go nothing but Nepo babies, but then I dialed it back when I did Jesse Plemons because it's his birthday. Happy birthday, Jesse Plemons, 3 months later.
Jesus Christ. I enjoyed that.
It was different. I think, and it's different because I put David Lynch into it, and that was it. That was my...
Juicebox, I haven't heard your thoughts on it.
No, I liked it, man. I feel like I need to listen to it again in the playback. I was thrown off a little bit, I feel like, or maybe I missed part of it.
Should we have him read it again?
I'll keep
first
changing,
time ever on Fast Pitch.
Subtle things about each one, and that's all I got.
Yeah. I'm also over here in my head because I'm not, like, my idea is, I don't know. It's not something that we've done before.
Hell yeah.
So mine is a documentary, and it's starring our governor, Bill Lee.
Hell yeah.
Oh, shit. God, here we go.
And it's all about the school voucher scam that's being pushed through our legislation right now.
Yep.
This scam is going to take money away from public schools. It's going to take money away from, it's going to take like public money and give it to private schools, let kids use it to go to private schools, which is going to in turn take away money from public schools. It's going to cause taxes to go up, leave children with special education needs and private behind because private schools can refuse to accept them.
Should we cut this?
Why? Because it should be real.
Because it should be real.
It is real. It's happening right now.
But we could make this.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
This is a scam that I keep calling it a scam. That's what I think it is because it's pushed through by billionaires to get money to go to private schools. And it's all about like this Christian fundamentalism. It's like the bottom line. They want kids to go to religious schools. They don't want them to learn anything except for Bible and abortion bad.
That's fair.
That's fair.
No, I mean, you make a fair point.
So anyway, it's backed by some of the shadiest people like in the country as far as like Republican donors and whatnot. And it's already failed in Arizona and it's failing in Arkansas currently. And it's been voted against by something at this, like when we're recording, something like 60 counties in Tennessee have voted against the voucher bill. And it doesn't matter because it's still being pushed through by Republicans in the supermajority Congress here in Tennessee. So mine is a...
Is this directed by Michael Moore?
It could be. Who knows? I don't know who's a good gotcha documentary director nowadays. I feel like gotcha. Michael Moore's kind of old.
For some reason, I was thinking Sacha
Baron. I'm sure he's got plenty of cronies out there.
So I was thinking Sacha Baron Cohen would have a part in this too, maybe. But I don't know. That makes it more of a mockumentary than a documentary. Right. Kind of... makes light of it a little bit too much. So anyway, that's it. That's my idea. Doesn't really have much of a cast, obviously. And the tagline is, this matters. It's only the future of our children at stake.
This should exist. We could make this, man.
I can't like talk about it because I get so like frustrated and worked up like when I even think about it. Like it's so frustrating and such bullshit like that so many people are against it, but yet it's just continuing to get pushed through the legislation.
Yeah, private schools that can't afford to go to private schools want money.
Basically, it's going to be a handout for people that can already afford to go to private school because it's not going to be enough money for people that don't have enough money to go to private school to go to private school.
Exactly.
Because what these schools will do and what's been proven is they just jack up their tuition X amount of dollars so they still get more money.
Off. No. It's I'm 100% with it. We could make this.
So, and I'm not against private schools. Like, if you want to send your kid to a private school, I think that's fine. But I also think you should pay for that out of your own pocket. I don't think public money. I don't think our tax dollars should pay for you to send your kid to private school.
Exactly. Huh. I like it, dude. That could go somewhere.
Maybe. I mean, I didn't mean to bring it down, but I don't know.
No, dude.
No,
we started thinking political.
Documentary is a good style.
We have discovered.
We've not done that.
A first on Bucky's Basement, a documentary.
That's brilliant.
Bringing to light, things that are going on out there. That's exactly what documentaries do, right? To make you think a little bit deeper about, what decisions you're making and how you're raising your kids.
And who you're electing.
And everything out there. I completely agree. Well, that is definitely a first on Bucky's Basement.
What's crazy is this will probably already be pushed through by the time this episode comes out.
Shit. Fingers crossed, hopefully not. I guess that leaves two of us left on this episode of Fast Pitch with a title, This Matters. That would be me and AI.
Oh, AI.
I would love to, and that's where we go on, is it ChatGPT, and we type in the title and tell them to create a movie based on this title. I don't think they've beaten us yet. I think we have a perfect track record when it comes to one of these movies versus this ChatGPT movie.
It's called Chat Smith.
Is it?
It's ChatGPT, but it's called Chat Smith.
Every idea it comes up with feels like just such a generic watered down idea. Like it's very detailed, but at the same time, it's like nothing that's really out there. It's just basing it all, it's like every other movie that's coming out. That have come out.
I feel like I want to do, I wish it was possible to do like a pop, rock, paper, scissors with ChatGPT to see who goes last. But I guess I am going to get into my version this week of This Matters. I'm going to try not to laugh through this because I have a hard time doing it. I write these things and sometimes I think they're funny and sometimes I can't come up with anything at all. I think this week is kind of a mixture of both. Once I get through this guy's name the first time, I think I'm going to be able to do it. I know you're nervous, but...
Is it Chat Smith?
It might be. After I read this, if I can't get through it. All right, here it is.
I'll figure this out.
We're in current day current day. And this is a little bit in the future, but current day.
All right.
The NBA is the most popular sport in the world, adored by millions and celebrated all over the country and every country in the world. The NBA's best player, Jabron Lames, has done everything in the sport, scoring records, titles, MVPs, and all the awards. To Jabron, that's not enough. See, no one has ever come close to one record, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's 100 points in one game. This is the story of Jabron and his trainer he hired to help him achieve that feat.
What's his trainer's name?
Lenny was in Boston. Now,
you got a Lenny too? I'm sorry. Did you have a Lenny? I had a Leonard. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Lenny was a Boston trainer in a small gym for years. He trained the likes of Muggsy Bogues and Shaquille O'Neal. His strength was endurance. This is what Jabron needed since he was aging and had been in the league a while. They picked the easiest team in the league to attempt this feat, February 2nd, against the New Orleans Pelicans. The game started and Jabron was on fire, hitting every shot he took. Everything is going great and he has a historic 51 points at halftime. He knew he could do it. Still on track, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, he goes up for an easy dunk and comes down to the worst snap he had ever heard or felt. His pride wouldn't let him stop, even for a broken leg. That's as far as I got. I had like two more sentences.
All right. No. Okay. So he's trying to
basically
break a record.
He plays out the rest of the game with a broken leg because he's trying to break this record and show everybody that he wanted, you know, needed to do it.
Jabron Lames.
Where'd you come up with that name?
I don't know. I just moved a couple letters around.
So, just if I'm going to be that guy, it was Wilt Chamberlain that scored 100 points in a game, not Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
You're absolutely right. I fucked that up. All right, so I've got a cast.
Okay, yeah.
So does Jabron.
Jabron Lames.
God, that was a classic. Okay, so Jabron is played by Keith David.
Of course. So it's an animated film. Is Keith David the white guy?
That's David Keith.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Okay.
We've done this for so many years. I think I know which one's never, which.
I'm still not sure.
And Lenny.
Our man, Smoking Ben Affleck. Pinnacle of endurance.
Yeah, look at him. Yeah, like, he looks like a Lenny. He's just outside after training Jabron.
It looks like he never gets tired of being frustrated.
It's a serious movie until the end when it's impossible for somebody to play a game with a broken leg. Movie Marriage, I've got He Got Game and Blue Chips.
Man, I used to love Blue Chips.
I loved both those movies, honestly.
What's He Got Game? Which movie is that?
Denzel and...
is it Spike?
Ray Allen?
Ray Allen.
Yeah.
That was He Got Game. It's a good one. And I've got the tagline as, "This matters, whatever it breaks."
Oh wow. Whatever it breaks.
Oh my god. Why do y'all let me do this?
Man. It's okay. All right. So it's serious. It's not a comedy.
No, it's not a comedy.
Okay. All right. No. I'm with it. Well, your movie marriages are not comedy. So I see the vein you're going down. So is it a redemption story?
Just type this shit in a chat, beat GPT, and let's go.
His determination, his life story, like he's trying to get this one accomplishment, right? Like his whole career has led up to this 100-point game that he's trying to get.
It's the only
record he doesn't have.
And earlier in the, you know, in the story, he had it all. Why do you need this record? Why is it worth a broken leg?
Why does this matter?
So does the broken leg like ruin his career? Is he done after that?
Because he continues to play on it off adrenaline.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the second half of the movie where it's him just like getting on drugs and
that's it. That's in the end credit scene.
Yeah.
Just like reality and old videos off to the side of the credits of just him getting fucked up, ruining his life.
Man, I don't know, creative story. I'm guessing this is it.
Sitting on his porch, I'll, you know, just see some kid walking down the street with his jersey on.
All right. So now we're gonna ask Chat Smith to write us up a movie. Write a movie.
How many weeks have we done this?
Write a movie,
and it still takes you forever to figure this out.
Because I don't. This is the only time I use it, and we use it
about once a month. Right, listenership. All right. While old boy is typing in the sin.
Write a movie pitch with the title "This Matters."
You can find us each and every week on YouTube and actually watch these episodes. It's a lot of fun. We don't recommend doing it in your car unless your phone's down in your console.
Right.
So you're really listening and kind of...
In a world where individuals are confined to living within virtual reality simulations, one man discovers a glitch that allows him to see glimpses of the real world outside. As he delves deeper into this mysterious phenomenon, he uncovers a dark secret that threatens the very fabric of their society. Desperate to find a way to escape the confines of the simulation and reveal the truth to his fellow inhabitants, he must navigate through a web of deceit, manipulation.
Wow. Oh, yeah, I forget if my... All right. She just wrote The Matrix. Chat Smith is a lady, and she wrote The Matrix.
Weak.
Yeah. I mean, that's like totally what that was.
Exactly.
Living in a simulation, trying to convince other people that they're living in a simulation.
Yeah. The last two paragraphs are... As he races against the clock to expose the truth and overthrow the oppressive regime, he realizes that the only way to break free is to confront the harsh realities of the world outside and finally understand what truly matters in life. This Matters is a mind-bending sci-fi thriller that challenges the audience to question their own perceptions of reality and the consequences of living in a world where truth is a rare commodity. Sounds pretty... generic. I mean, it sounds like a straight ripoff.
Yeah.
I think we won. Strike.
Yep. That was weak. The internet came weak this week.
Yeah.
They usually do, and I think we remain undefeated.
I mean, we're definitely coming up with wilder ideas than the internet is ever coming up with.
Yeah.
It's never going, it's never reaching for anything. It's just always something that's straightforward and kind of boring.
And it just helps us when we meet strangers that we are so creative in our minds that we can tell stories, you know.
We come up with our own cover stories.
That's it.
Yeah. We're fast pitching in real life.
Every day. I've been fast pitching since I was born. just coming up with shit to tell my mom, which is completely different than what actually happened.
Mom, it wasn't me. It was Jabron. Like.
My buddy Jabron. Well, we hope you have enjoyed another episode of Fast Pitch. We love doing this for you. And we always say, wherever you're listening to us, you can find us on our very own website, which is so in the future. Go to buckysbasement.com. We have that domain. Nobody got it from us first.
Yep, we got it.
And as always, wherever you do your socials, if you like social media, we're at Bucky's Basement. There's some funny reels on there, some good content for you to browse while you have exhausted all of the episodes and you're waiting for the next one.
Yeah, and if you like it, hit that heart or that thumbs up button because that helps us get up in the algorithm.
Yeah. Or comment. The first person on the next post that we put up, or the first comment that we see that says, "You suck," I am going to personally send you a Bucky's Basement sticker and get your information. And we eventually, when we have t-shirts, I might send you one of those too.
That's right.
So I love it because we're going to get Jack White's home address.
That's right. Like, right off the rip.
Jackie, if you're listening to us, so do you. We love doing this. We will see you guys next week. And as always,
tell your mom and me.
But that's all in the movies. It won't happen to you and I. That's all in the movies.
saw in the movies. It won't happen to us, I know. It's all